Welcome to this new edition of the Daily BayPay Forum News Podcast, sponsored by PayCademy.com. Unified Post partners with Munich Re. Unified Post has partnered with Munich Re, acting through Talaria One, to provide invoice financing to the users of Unified Post's SME platform BankUp. Visa joins the Fintech District. Visa has partnered with Fintech District, an international community of reference for the Italian fintech scene, to facilitate the growth of fintech ecosystem in Italy. RBI orders SBM Bank to stop all transactions under the LRS. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has ordered SBM Bank India to stop all transactions under Liberalized Remittance Scheme, LRS, till further orders. Klarna launches 2022 Spending Overview Solution. Sweden-based fintech Klarna has launched a spending overview solution to offer consumers in the UK with insights into their spending habits and control over their finances. Payam raises US$220 million MLN in equity and debt. Israel-based fintech Payam has received US$220 million in equity and debt to grow its card operations. B2B BNPL platform Tranche raises US$100 million MLN in seed funding. B2B Buy Now, Pay Later platform for SaaS sellers, Tranche, has raised US$100 million equity and debt in seed funding round led by Soma Capital and Founders X. Mercado Labs launches digital import solution for SMBs. Import order management system Mercado Labs has launched a solution to enable small and medium businesses to expedite the digital transformation of import supply chains. Plum expands its personal finance app in 5 additional European countries. UK-based fintech Plum has rolled out its app in 5 new European countries, including Italy, Portugal, the Netherlands, Greece, and Cyprus. Bangladesh Central Bank launches national QR code payment system. The Central Bank of Bangladesh has piloted an interoperable payment system that enables customers of more than 15 banks to pay by scanning a QR code. Melio syncs payments data with Xero. US-based B2B payments platform Melio has integrated with accounting software company Xero to enable SMEs to sync their accounts payable and receivable data with Xero. Themis raises GBP 3.1 million in a pre-Series A funding round. UK-based financial crime platform Themis has raised GBP 3. CAF launches, Know Your Everything, platform. Digital identity solution provider CAF has launched a global platform to enable businesses to protect their users, create optimal digital experiences, and drive revenue. Binance admits to storing user funds next to collateral by mistake. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has admitted to a mistake that involves storing user funds in a wallet alongside collateral. EU lawmakers prepare stricter cryptocurrency rules for banks. European Union lawmakers have voted on a new draft law that would impose stricter rules on banks in the bloc that are holding cryptocurrencies. HM Treasury advertises for CBDC lead. The UK Treasury is advertising for a candidate to steer the government's approach to the introduction of a central bank digital currency. Mali names Capen as CEO. European Payments Fintech Mali is to appoint Klarna's former chief technology officer, Koen Capen, as CEO, following the departure of current incumbent Shane Hoppeck. Klarna introduces Spotify-style money story overview. Klarna has taken a leaf out of Spotify's playbook with the launch of Money Story, A personal summary of 2022 that provides consumers with useful insights into their spending habits. Xplaid product lead launches e-commerce payment processing platform. Wafi, a startup founded by former Plaid product lead Victor Umans, has launched its payment processing platform for e-commerce businesses. FCA accuses three money transfer firms of price fixing. In a statement of objections issued today, the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, alleges that Dollar East, International Travel and Money Transfer, Limited, Hafiz Bros Travel and Money Transfer Limited, and LCC Transcending Limited, including its parent company Small World Financial Services Group Limited, trading as Small World, fixed prices charged to customers in Glasgow for transferring money from the UK to Pakistan. Visa to support Italian startup ecosystem in partnership with FinTech District. Visa has signed a partnership with FinTech District, an international community of reference for the Italian fintech scene, with the aim of contributing to the evolution of the fintech ecosystem in Italy and fostering innovation and developing the next generation of payment solutions that improve the lives of consumers, businesses, and communities. Form 3 sponsors Payments Association Working Group to tackle UK digital and financial crime. Form 3, the cloud-native account-to-account platform, today announces that it is sponsoring the Payment Association's Project Financial Crime Working Group this year to address the challenges of tackling increasing levels of digital and financial crime in the UK. Liquidnet to integrate OMS with bond auction debt platform. Liquidnet, a leading technology-driven agency execution specialist, together with Bond Auction, an auction platform for the primary debt capital markets, today announced their partnership to provide their mutual clients access to Bond Auction's offering from their order management system, OMS. Corelytics acquires Ingreg tech platform Spark. Corelytics has acquired Spark, a regulatory monitoring platform spun out of Ing, in a $5 million aggregate deal. Sandbar raises $4.8 million for transaction monitoring software. New York City-based fintech startup Sandbar has launched its anti-money laundering, fraud and counterterrorism risk detection software off the back of a $4.8 million seed round. Consentus launches in the Middle East and North Africa. Open ecosystem reg tech provider, Consentus, establishes its MENA regional base in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to provide open data infrastructure and technology services to regulators and financial services providers in the kingdom and surrounding territories. Consentus expands its presence in North Africa and the Middle East. UK-based open ecosystem regtech provider Consentus has established its MENA regional base in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Wafi launches Wafi, cash for open banking payments in e-commerce. United States-based bank payments processing API provider Wafi has launched Wafi. Wahed launches gold-backed debit card. Wahed, a US-based fintech serving Muslims, has opened a physical branch in central London and launched a new gold-backed debit card. TikTok prepares for launch of TikTok Shop in Spain. China-based social media platform TikTok is reportedly preparing to launch its TikTok Shop in Spain. AstroPay launches Visa prepaid card in Peru. Online payment solution handling digital payments, AstroPay, has recently announced the launch of a Visa prepaid card in Peru issued by TEBCA Peru, which will allow users to make purchases at any e-commerce store accepting Visa. Form 3 supports Payments Association to fight UK digital and financial crime. UK-based cloud payment technology provider Form 3 has sponsored the Payments Association's Financial Crime Working Group to address financial crime in the UK. SurePay launches IBAN name check portal. Netherlands-based IBAN name check provider SurePay has launched its solution via portal to help companies check that the payment details of a customer are correct. Australian BNPL player Zip puts head above parapet. Forecasts break even by year end. Sydney-listed buy now, pay later player Zip is forecasting to hit break even by the end of the year after significantly downsizing its operations to reduce cash burn. Bold Commerce integrates with PayPal. With over half of shoppers, 53%, abandoning checkout before completing their purchase, retailers have long understood the need to improve checkout, but have previously dismissed it as too costly and complex to change. DailyPay secures $260 million in fresh capital. DailyPay, a leading financial technology company, today announced it has secured $260 million of capital to fuel growth domestically, expand internationally, and further invest in product innovation. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. We hope to see you tomorrow.